The next item on the agenda is to review, discuss, and have possible action regarding applications for licensure and certification. Director Jerminski, can you please provide a summary?
Absolutely. Thank you, Acting Chairperson Zimmerman. All the individuals, items A through O, have been reviewed by both Richard, our licensing coordinator, and by myself for completeness in their application. They met all the requirements for initial licensure. None of them had any derogatory or otherwise disqualifying information in their history. And so pursuant to the board's authorization, they were granted a license under my authority. And so I would ask that you ratify those license issuance A through O. Similarly, for item Q, all the same things apply, except that person is an auricular acupuncturist. And item P is a temporary license. And so that's something that the statute allows me to issue independently, but I still, you know, put it on the board agenda so the board is aware that these are being issued and who they're being issued to and for how long. This individual has already been, their application has been completed and their regular license has been approved. And so it's kind of a point in the past at this moment. But I would ask that you ratify items A through Q for licensure or certification.
This is Board Member Fontes. I make a motion to ratify license issued by the Executive Director A through O, ratification of temporary licenses for P, Becky Palmer, and ratification of the auricular acupuncture certificates, item Q.
Do we have a second?
This is Board Member LaHavi. I second the motion.
Excellent. Motion by Board Member Fontes and seconded by Board Member LaHavi to grant licensure with no specific conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Those opposed? It passes unanimously, and Director, will you please record the vote? The next item on the agenda is the consent agenda for ratification of renewal of licenses and certificates issued by the Executive Director. These applicants are considered routine or have previously been addressed by the board. They will be passed by one motion unless a member of the board requests that an item be removed from the consent. Are there any items to be removed from consent? Is there a motion on the consent?
I move to consent. I just lost the page. It's all the licenses and agenda item fix.
Including certificates.
And yes, licenses and certificates, thank you.
Is there any second, please?
This is Board Member Celine, I'll second.
Thank you so much. Motion by Board Member LaHavi and seconded by Board Member Celine is approved for consent. To approve the consent. All in favor, please. Aye.
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 Do we have anybody opposing this motion? It passes unanimously. The director will record the vote. The next item on the agenda is legislation from the 2021 55th Legislature First Regular Session. Director Jerminski? Oh, I've lost you.
Unmute.
You're muted, sir. Can I unmute you? No.
Here I am.
Okay, thank you.
You'd think that we would have this figured out by now, but.
I can't wait to delete these programs.
I just wanted to give the board an update on where our bill is and some of the steps that have been taken. I've kept you, you know, up to date, you know, through email, but just informationally, we passed out of the Senate without any issue. I was present at hearings at the Senate, as well as your chairperson, Susan Williams, and that passed out of their committees without any issue, unanimously was passed out of the Senate and sent to the House in the beginning, the end of January. And we then were present before the House Health Committee March 15th. And similarly passed out of that committee unanimously, and were sent to Rules, which we passed out of that committee. And we've gone through both caucuses, both majority and minority. Both of them had no objection to the bill, and so it was placed on the consent calendar, and I anticipate that it will go for a third read and a vote on the floor sometime in the next week for final passage. And so that's obviously really great news. You know, I haven't had really any, you know, negative feedback on the bill, you know, from any legislators or members of the public. You know, there has been some conversation with the society about one of the issues that they had with, you know, needle removal. You know, I've had a conversation with them separately about that issue, and it looks like that's something that, you know, they're not going to, you know, stand in the way in the bill over, and that they'll have, you know, other issues that they want to bring forward for future legislation surrounding that. But otherwise, I'm very hopeful, and it looks like this bill will move forward, you know, through the next gate, you know, without any issue to the governor's desk. So, are there any questions for me?
This is Board Member Celine. Just real quick, I see so far that there have been no amendments to the bill. Do you anticipate any amendments being raised on the floor in Cal, or do you anticipate that it'll just go straight through as is?
I think it's going to go, you know, straight through as is. This has been an issue that's, you know, this is an extremely busy legislative session. You know, there's been all the issues from last year that didn't make it through because of the COVID shutdown, and all the issues from this year that have been brought up. And so there was something like, I want to say 1700 bills this year. And so it was a very busy session. And I think our bill is flying pretty low under the radar of things that people, you know, would be upset about. So there wasn't any talk at all about a amendment in the Senate, you know, or the House, as far as I've heard. So I don't anticipate there being any issue at all. So it should go to the Senate and pass right through.
This thing is it's only taken a year and a half.
Yeah, 4 years. It's been.
If I can ask a follow up real quick, so the issue that you mentioned about needle removal, that someone had potential issue with the language, it sounded like that was resolved. Did I understand that correctly? And there's no need to amend or change the bill?
Yeah. I don't think there's any issue to amend the bill at this point or change it. You know, I think the concern was that, you know, and I'm going to speak, you know, very loosely, and obviously, you know, I'm not a representative of the association, also I can't say what their, you know, specific viewpoints are, but you know, I think part of the concern was that the board was going to be very, you know, because now it will say needle removal is part of the definition of what acupuncturists do. I think they were concerned that the board was going to be busting down the front door of acupuncture offices looking for people who have, you know, an assistant, you know, removing a needle or something like that. And, you know, we don't have the bandwidth or the desire to be going around and, you know, inspecting every acupuncture office, you know, across the whole state. Nor is this a board that I feel is very prejudicial in nature. And so, you know, I think resolved their concerns. They thought the board was going to be very punitive in the way that we administer, you know, going forward. And I kind of assured them that, you know, it's going to be basically business as usual. And as far as the board's concerned, you know, this change really isn't a change. So,
thank you.
Did I talk around it well enough?
No, I was just wondering if there was a need to amend, and it sounds like there's not. That was my only question. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. If there's no further discussion, I'd like to add my addition. I want to give a standing ovation and an extra special thank you to Susan Williams, David Jerminski, and Charles Pyle. This bill would not have passed without their consistent dedication to work to make this a positive outcome. And I'm so proud to work with a team like this. And I just want to share that on record, these people needed extra kudos. It was incredible how everyone rallied, met together at last minute notice, and made this happen. So I just want to add that. Is there any other discussion? Okay. The next item on the agenda is review, discussion, and possible action regarding continuing education course approval. We have three, and Director Jerminski, if you will lead this discussion.
Absolutely. And just, you know, as a, you know, general statement, you know, whenever the board is reviewing continuing education, you have to ask yourselves a few questions. One, is it related in some way to the knowledge or technical skills used to practice acupuncture safely? Is it related to direct or indirect acupuncture patient care, like practice management, ethics, you know, Chinese language, something like that? And did they provide a way for the participants to evaluate their instructors and with the certificate of attendance to the participants? And that every hour, physical hour, counts as 1 hour of CE when the board is issuing continuing education. So in this case, I think the first one is, you have two of them from the Society, Clinical Acupuncture with TNM, Part 1 and Part 2. Each of them are requesting 8 hours of continuing education. It looks like each of them have enough hours and have supplied the required documentation. And so it appears that they are eligible for approval.
Is there any discussion? Is there a motion, please?
I would like to make a motion to approve item 8A and B for the three needle method for approval.
Okay. Is there a second, please?
Board Member LaHavi, I second.
Excellent. We have a motion by Board Member Fontes and seconded by Board Member LaHavi to approve 8A and B. All in favor, please.
Aye.
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 Are there any opposed? There are no opposed. It passes unanimously. The director will record the vote. May we continue to 8C.
And the thank you, Acting Chairperson Zimmerman. This is Pelvic Floor Level 1, provided by Herman and Wallace. They are requesting 23.75 hours. They've included a description of the course, and so on, but they haven't provided a copy of the continuing education like certificate that they would provide necessarily for the board to evaluate that, and they haven't provided a copy of the evaluation form that they would use as part of that. And so I would just evaluate this application very closely for content and for completion prior to approval.
May I also add my own research? There were two complaints with the Better Business Bureau in Washington. Seamus, I'm not sure how this would play in a decision. Perhaps you could address this.
Hello, this is Assistant Attorney General Seamus Monahan. I would only look at what you have in the file. No outside information should come in on these matters.
Okay, thank you.
Absolutely.
This is Board Member Fontes. The hours don't add up either. I don't think this is gonna fly.
Okay. Would you be kind enough to raise a motion, Board Member Fontes?
Yes, this is Board Member Fontes. I make a motion to deny approval for continuing education for agenda item 8C, pelvic floor level 1.
And this is Assistant Attorney General Seamus Monahan. If you wouldn't mind, Member Fontes, just stating maybe a couple factual reasons for that.
Factual reasons include, I make an addendum to my motion, the lack of certificate of training, inadequate instructor approval, and inappropriate course hours.
Thank you.
Would you be kind enough to repeat the whole motion?
Okay. This is Board Member Fontes. I would like to make a motion to deny agenda item 8C, pelvic floor level 1, based on inadequate documentation for course certification, instructor evaluation, and inadequate hours CE request.
Okay. So due to factual lack of certificate training and inappropriate course hours, correct? Do I have that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And seconded by Board Member Mojave. I'd like to confirm a motion.
Yes, I was just about to second it.
Okay. I thought I heard you had done it before. Correct me if I'm wrong. Okay. A motion has been raised by Board Member Fontes and seconded by Board Member Mojave to deny approval for continuing education 8C due to factual lack of certificate training and inappropriate course hours. All in favor? Aye.
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 Opposed to this motion?
Aye.
Aye, thank you very much. Are there any opposed to this motion? It passes unanimously and the director will record the vote. Thank you. The next item on the agenda is review, discussion, and possible action regarding the executive director report. This will be in six parts: budget and strategic plan, summary of current events, survey results, complaint status, legislation, and board office highlights. Director Jaminski, will you please provide the overview?
Absolutely, Acting Chairperson Zimmerman. You know, for budget strategic plan, you know, I just wanted to give you a quick update on budget. You know, we obviously have collected about half of the revenue that we would normally collect in our fiscal year. However, you know, while we entered the year with slightly less than $100,000 in the account, we now have about $115,000. However, our rent for our building hasn't come out yet. And so that will be about that's going to take a pretty good chunk out of that $15,000 that we've recovered. And right. So that all comes out in one lump. So we are making good efforts to, you know, rebuild our cash balance, and our revenues going forward haven't decreased, except for during that period where we were waiving fees. You know, just informationally, you know, if someone comes to the office, and they have, you know, a COVID-related, reason for having not renewed, or, something like that, based off the governor's orders and, just the board's direction in the past. I've been fairly lenient with, deadlines and, late fees and that sort of thing. And just so good, just informationally for the board. I just hate to take away someone's license because, they had COVID or they were taking care of someone or, they didn't have access to computers or, whatever it was during that, during this time period. And so we're being fairly helpful and lenient on issues such as that. Survey results, all fairly positive. I don't have them in front of me right at the moment, but they've all of them have been, 4 out of 5 or 5 out of 5 in the last few months, which is great news. We don't have any pending complaints right now, except for the matter that the board previously sent to hearing, which will be for you at one of the next couple board meetings. Legislation, we gave you an update on that previously. Otherwise, we've been doing a lot of remote working. I work from home basically primarily at this point. Richard comes in a couple times a week for mail and that sort of thing. And we're staying very flexible as far as, whether we're at home or in the office, because now we have everything online. All of our files are scanned, all of our documents are in the cloud. It really doesn't make much of a difference where we are physically in order to do the work at the office. So that's been good and challenging simultaneously. We've had a lot of, just informationally for the board, we've had a lot of questions about fingerprinting, I think there's a lot of confusion about the difference between sending your fingerprint card into us for us to send it to DPS and the FBI for them to do a full background check versus providing a fingerprint clearance card. It's just two separate items entirely. And it may be something that the board would want to look at for future legislation is changing our requirement from, applicants having to send us a fingerprint card along with a money order, and then we process that money order and fingerprint card and send it to DPS and wait for their process. And sometimes it takes, 45 days for them to get back to us once we send it to them. And if the applicant sends us all the information, we're just waiting for 40 days for DPS to respond so we can give them a license. And so it may be something that we should do in the future is to, move to the clearance card model where they just, send us a copy of the card and we check it from the fingerprint board and then they're good. And we don't have to wait 45 days for their license to be issued. So that may
Fontes, can we put that on the agenda?
Yeah, that may be a topic for a future agenda. I can do that.
That's an excellent idea.
Otherwise, the board talked about inactive license statuses, at previous meetings. That's not something that made it into this year's bill, unfortunately. I think that they were just trying to clean up the things that they dropped last year due to COVID. Maybe next year we run a bill that talks about, fingerprinting and inactive license status. And we should really look at our statutes. And this is something I'm always doing. But we should, really look down and say, what is necessary and what's not, and how can we make this faster and easier for our applicants and licensees. So with that, I don't have anything additional unless the board has questions for me.
This is board member Celine. I have a question or two. I'm looking at the financial report real quick, and I was just hoping you could clear up a thing or two for me. You mentioned the need to still pay or make a rent payment. Is that the $11,000? That is reflected on the financial report?
Correct.
Okay, so that leads to my second question real quick. As I'm looking at the projections, I want to make sure that 11,000 is projected and accounted for in this document. Is that the case?
Yes.
Okay, and we can talk a little bit further about this maybe offline. I just wanted to make sure it was reflected. Thank you.
I'm fairly sure. Let me just confirm that because I hate to speak out of turn, but
it looks like it.
Yeah, it looks like it is. But yeah, I'm happy to go through this with you. And I think that the one that you have might be a month out of date. So I'm happy to send you the most current cash flow and the financial reports that we can talk through that.
Sounds good. And then I just noticed then that we're projected to spend about 170 grand, 170,500, which is about 5,500 below appropriation, if I'm reading this correctly. Mm-hmm. Is there plans to do something else within our appropriation in the current year?
You know, as you know, and unfortunately, there's kind of a use it or lose it, mentality with budgeting. And so, yeah, I think that we should be strategic. You know, it's March now. We've got to go until June 30th to spend, that money. And so, it may be an opportunity for us to, do things like, video equipment so that we can webcast our board meetings in the future. Things like that. And so I am looking into what we can do to potentially leverage that money before we run out of it.
Thank you.
Thank you for the excellent questions. Is there any further discussion? Any further questions? I will continue on to item number 10, please. This item is to review and discuss and take possible action regarding future board meeting dates and times. Director Jaminski.
And board members, these dates are no different from the last meeting, just as an FYI for what we're planning into the future, with vaccination rates going up and COVID becoming, more and more under control. Hopefully we will have an opportunity to do our August and October meetings, in remote locations. But otherwise, I don't have any changes to this unless the board has an issue with any of these dates.
Is there any discussion?
Okay, just keep it surprised. I'm going to block myself off for August and October, our annual field trips.
Flagstaff and Tucson. I think it's important we do meet at remote locations and involve an increased participation. I support having us meet. I just want to voice that.
And just, I really think that the people, living in the Flagstaff and Tucson areas really appreciate those meetings and they seem to come and support those meetings, continuing. So I too just hope we do continue to offer that for individuals who don't live in the Phoenix area.
Exactly. Is there any further discussion? If not, I'm going to move on to item 11. And this is an item regarding call to the public on non-agenda items. Would anybody who is participating in this meeting like to share a discussion that's relevant to our board? If not, I'd like to thank you for attending our meeting and taking the time out of your valuable schedule and being involved in our community. Item number 12, are there any items board members would like placed on future agendas?
Yes, this is board member Fontes. I would like to put on the agenda the discussion that Director Jaminski started about the removal of needles.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you clearly. The removal of?
Acupuncture needles.
Okay, excellent. And I would like a follow-up discussion on inactive licenses from a prior meeting. Are there any other items board members would like placed on future agendas? If not, I will move on to item number 13. And since there is no further business, I will call for a motion to adjourn, please.
This is Board Member Fontes. I make a motion to adjourn.
Do we have a second?
This is Hayden. I second that.
Excellent. We have a motion by Board Member Fontes, seconded by Board Member Hayden to adjourn our meeting. We are adjourned officially at 12:40.